Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I am Amir Rezazadeh from Mississippi State University. Today I'm going to talk about light intensity for the period and temperature effects on growth and flowering of red fire spike. First, a little bit background information about factors control flowering in plants. Flowering is controlled by internal and environmental factors. So there is a strong evidence that flowering signal is produced in leaves and transported to apical meristem to initiate flowering. So in addition to internal factors, environmental factors like day length and temperature also affect flowering. But there is a few studies that shows the effect of light intensity on flower initiation or induction. So overall, photoperiodic flowering plants are classified as long day plants, day neutral plants, and short day plants. Moreover, short day and long day plants also be categorized as a facultative or obligate plants. Obligate plants need photoperiod to start flower initiation. However, photoperiod can hasten flowering initiation in facultative plants. So based on the previous reports and the result of our previous experiment, we know that the red fire spike is a short day plant and flower under the short day photoperiod. So these pictures shows the result of our previous experiments on studying photoperiod requirements of these plants. So as you can see, we used different photoperiod treatments on these plants, and red fire spike start flower initiation after receiving 8 short day. And these plants complete flower development and floret development after 32 short day. So in addition to photoperiod, temperature also affects flower initiation. The common effects of temperature is vernalization, that some plants need cold treatment to start flower initiation. However, the response of plants to temperature is different. For example, chrysanthemum flower rapidly under temperature of 20 degrees centigrade, but this plant delay flowering about 10 degrees centigrade. Also, we know that there is a strong interaction between temperature and photoperiod and flowering of many species. For example, lipstick vine is a day neutral plant at 18 degrees centigrade, but as a long day plant at 24 degrees centigrade. So in addition to photoperiod and temperature, light intensity also affects flower initiation. Light intensity or light quantity refers to the amount of light that plants receive, and the unit of light intensity is micromole per meter per second. We can measure the light intensity by light meter. Also, it has been shown that additional lighting or supplemental lighting can reduce the flowering time in geranium. While day length regulates flowering in photoperiodic plants, however, under the low light intensity, perception of flowering signal in photoperiodic plants is inhibited and alters the flowering time. This is the reason why under the low light intensity, plants can respond to photoperiodic signal. So our objective in this study is to investigate the effects of light intensity, photoperiod, and temperature on flowering time and plant quality of red fire spike. So we had two hypotheses. First hypothesis say that the quantity of light would affect flower induction or development of red fire spike. And our second hypothesis says temperature would influence flower induction or initiation in red fire spike. So as a plant material, we use red fire spike. This plant is native to Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras. This plant is a herbaceous perennial plant. Can grow up to 6 feet. In tropical region, this plant flower all around the year, but in temperate region like Mississippi, this plant flower at late summer or late fall. So in this study, we had two experiment. At the first experiment, we saw the effect of light intensity and photoperiod at the same time. So to study the effect of light intensity, we used shade clouds as a percent shade. So one layer of shade clouds to block the light 45%, and two layers of shade clouds to block 65% of light. So at the same time, we divided this different light intensity to two photoperiod conditions. We put one group in a short day photoperiod, actually the natural short day photoperiod at November, and one group at a natural short photoperiod with supplemental lighting to provide long day photoperiod. As you can see, we divided these two groups with the black plastic to make sure that there is no light passing through the natural short day photoperiod. So also we use light quantum sensors to record the amount of light. We use supplemental lighting to provide long day for one group. The temperature of greenhouse was 25 degrees centigrade. Humidity was about 70%. We use routine management maintenance of fans as following established protocol. And also, we were very careful to measure all factors during this experiment to record and report for our publication. That's why we use five different data loggers to measure amounts of light and temperature every 30 minutes. So in the second experiment, we had three different growth chambers with three different temperature, 15 degrees centigrade, 25, and 35 degrees centigrade, to study the effect of temperature on flowering initiation or induction. So the humidity was about 70% in growth chambers. We provide short day photoperiod in our growth chambers. And the radiance of light was 150 micromole per meter per second. And the light was a combination of full white in fluorescent and incandescent lamps. So these are the data we collected. We are focusing on plant height, plant growth index, and leaf area, days to first open floret, and number of inflorescence. And also we had 10 replications, and we analyzed our data by test. So these pictures shows our experiment and its process before putting under different light intensity and different temperature. And these are our pictures after light intensity experiment. At the left, you can see the short day photoperiod under different light intensity, and the right, long day plants with different light intensity. So getting into the results, here we have different shade level or different light intensity on plant height. As you see, the plants grown under short day treatment with different light intensity were the shortest plants, and plants grown under no shade or control and long day with different shade level were the tallest plants. And at the bottom, we saw the effect of shade level on days to flower. As you see, the plants grown under no shade flower earlier than other treatments, and also plants grown under 65 shade level and short day treatments flower later than other treatments. And interestingly, the plants received 45% shade level under long day and short day flower earlier than 65% shade level. So here we have the effect of shade level on inflorescence number. As you see, plants grown under no shade or control plants, and 45% both in short day and long day photoperiod had more inflorescence number, and plants grown under 65% shade level and short day treatment had less inflorescence number. It means that these plants need more light intensity for flower development. So this is the result of our second experiment, effect of temperature on flower induction. Here we have, at the left, we have effect of temperature on height of fire spike. As you see, we had tallest plants grown under 25 degrees centigrade, and we observed the shortest plants grown under 15 degrees centigrade in growth chambers. So at the right, we have effect of temperature on growth index of red fire spike. As you see, again, plants grown under 25 degrees centigrade show the greatest growth index. And okay, we have effect of temperature on leaf area. Similarly, we had greatest leaf area on plants grown under 25 degrees centigrade, and there was not a big difference between 15 and 35 degrees centigrade. So finally, here we have, at the right, we have effect of temperature on inflorescence number of red fire spike. The plants grown under 25 degrees centigrade showed the greatest number of inflorescence number. And until taking these pictures, however, plants under 15 degrees centigrade and 35 degrees centigrade failed to flower. So to conclude, in red fire spike, different light intensity affect flower development, but did not influence on flower induction. So red fire spike is a short-day plant, but low light intensity can reduce the number of inflorescence and increase the flowering time. So we know that the moderate temperature, about 25 degrees centigrade, along with high radiance, I mean no shade or control, and short day are recommended for promoting quicker flowering and producing marketable quality of red fire spike. And also, we find out that the red fire spike can tolerate the high temperature. However, higher temperature above 25 degrees centigrade can cause delay in flowering. And finally, you find out that the red fire spike appears to be a facultative short-day plant. So I would like to finish by acknowledging the funding source, USDA National Institute of Food and Agriculture, Department of Plant and Soil Sciences, and Mississippi State University. And I would like to appreciate Dr. Richard Harkes for his advice and support during my experiment, and also Dr. Brian Baldwin for providing growth chambers. Thank you for your attention. Yes.
What was your daily life interval underneath your your three different treatments where you had no shade, 45 to 65% shade? What was the DLI? Daily light interval?
We didn't measure the daily light.
Measure that?
No.
You think that if you increased the daily light interval in the growth chamber experiment, the plants would have flowered at 35?
Right. No, I don't think. No. Yeah. Yes.
Between 25 and 35 centigrade, you've got a very large range. What do you think flowering would be like at 30?
Yes, you are correct. Maybe the results will be varied between 25 and 35. But we had limitation to use growth chamber between 25 or more growth. We need more growth chamber to study the effect of temperature. But however, we had just three growth chamber. So we divided it to low temperature, I mean 15 degrees centigrade, 25 and 35 at a high temperature. So we had not chance to have more growth chambers to study the wide range of temperature during this experiment. But yes, you are right, maybe we have a different result between 25 and 35. Yes.
I saw your material methods that you kind of leaf number below the inflorescence, but you didn't present it in the results. A number of short-day plants at the night temperatures too high, you'll get floral. And I noticed your growth chambers were constant temperatures. So, did the ones at constant 35 even just a possibility that you had heat delay? Also, did they eventually flower anyway, or did you notice that there's just no flowering ever?
Okay, you mean the flowering on the growth chamber or light? Okay. At the end of this experiment, we didn't see any flowering in plants grown under 35 degrees centigrade. However, the leaf number we present here is the total leaf number, not the leaf number below inflorescence. So because we didn't have any inflorescence in 35, we just measured the amount of leaf, the total amount of leaf number. Yes.
Were these single-stem plants pinched, or were these started as cuttings that were two-node cuttings, four-node cuttings? You didn't describe the starting basis for your plant, because that leaf bearing was already probably present at the time you started.
I think you mean how many cuttings we have in this experiment, or? In this experiment, no, we had not any pinching in these plants. So, yes, you are right. Some plants had two stems, and some plants had three stems. Yeah, we had three different stems in each pot, but we didn't measure the amount of stems during this experiment.
Okay.